Saudi Arabia says it will soon permit all citizens age 21 and older, including women, to travel by choice and independently. The changes are part of a set of new laws published Friday. They are set to go into effect by the end of this month. They end a long-standing guardianship policy that had restricted women's freedom of movement. The country's legal system treats adult women as minors. It requires women to seek permission from male relatives to do many things, including traveling. A woman's guardian might be her father, husband, or even her own son. The new rules, approved by King Salman and his cabinet, also permit any adult citizen to apply for a Saudi passport on their own. Women had needed male permission to do so. Many Saudis celebrated the changes. Some published memes showing people running to the airport with their belongings. Others praised Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is believed to be the force behind the new laws. But more conservative Saudis criticized the changes. On social media, they shared already published videos of top Saudi leaders arguing in favor of guardianship laws. Other changes published Friday permit women to register a marriage or its ending and a child's birth. The new rules also protect women from discrimination in the workplace and give them the right to open and run a business. There are still rules in place that require a male relative's permission for a woman to leave prison, leave a domestic abuse shelter, or marry. Women, unlike men, still cannot pass on their citizenship to their children and cannot give permission for their children to marry. For years, state-supported religious leaders told the Saudi public that women should not travel for more than one night alone. They argued this was a traditional Islamic rule. Other Muslim countries, however, do not have similar restrictions on women's travel. Saudi leaders have said the Islamic holy book states that men are the protectors and keepers of women. Other Islamic experts argue this ignores important Islamic ideas such as equality and respect between the sexes. I'm Ashley Thompson.